It is Monday, June 4th, 2007. I'm your host, Aaron the Art Guy Smith. I'm driving down a road that I hope I know where I am, and you're experiencing the academic aesthetic. Sorry, no video today. I'm not even offering high-quality audio. I'm recording via my cell phone and GCast while I drive home from work. I felt I needed to post something, but I'm not going to record myself with a video camera while I'm driving. Sorry, guys. Don't really think that's safe, as tempted as I am to do it. I've been thinking a lot lately about collaborating on stuff. For one thing, the wiki I created at academicaesthetic.com/wiki, which I created for basically sharing art lessons that help to reinforce other curriculum areas. I hope to post more to that. I just haven't had time to. I don't know. As soon as you come up with a good idea, that's when you run out of time to implement the good idea. I've been there and done that too many times. Well, right now, there are more people spamming it than there are people editing it. I've deleted the spammers, and I've banned IP addresses. I figure in 6 months, they'll either be running different systems or they'll have forgotten about me, so I banned them for a 6 month period rather than infinite. But that's what's up with that. I will be adding more content to it as inspiration and time dictates. Now, I did have some free time today. Not a whole lot. I was still teaching. I was still doing some work, taking down artwork, having kids make new stuff. We're getting close to the end of the year, but student's last day for my current building is the 14th. So we still have over a week to go. Those of you who are already on summer vacation, don't gloat. I actually love my job. Now, the time I had today that was free, I spent it working on Teachers 2.0. We are going to be getting together for a new group cast. It was going to be this week. We postponed it because several people told me they couldn't make it for Tuesday of this week. We rescheduled till Wednesday of next week. So that will be Wednesday, June 13th. We'll be getting together around 8 o'clock Eastern. I think that's midnight GMT. I could be wrong. Depends on how you do the math. Maybe it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. Someone in England is going to correct me on this soon enough. But we're going to talk about news stories and picks of the week and stuff like that, like what we've done with the other podcasts. Now, I've also been playing around with Ning. A while back, I wrote a blog entry about how Ning was kind of cool, but had a lot of bugs. Well, it's not crashing Firefox nearly as often as it used to. Matter of fact, hardly at all anymore. It seems to be working a lot better. I don't know if that's because Ning upgraded their code or because Firefox upgraded their code or a little bit of both, but the two seem to be liking each other a little bit more. And since I don't have to open Safari just to modify Ning, I'm starting to like the Teachers 2.0 Ning site that I created, which you can find that at teachers20.ning.com. Of course, there's always the regular Teachers 2.0 site, which is teachers20.com. I like both of them. I'm not going to give up one or the other. I'm not going to just redirect the teachers20.com domain to Ning, even though I suppose it gets a little confusing to have two group sites. You can voice your opinion one way or the other yourself. People who like one have signed up for one. People who like the other have signed up for the other. There are some people who have signed up for both. More power to everyone. Now, Ning has added a few new features that I think are kind of neat. One is you can create subgroups. And I did create a subgroup for podcasters on Ning. Now, not just for anyone who has their own podcast, but for people who are interested in creating podcasts, specifically people who are interested in creating ones branded Teachers 2.0. right now. I've got the one podcast, like I said, we are recording on the 13th. That's all well and good. I really don't want that to be the only one we have, though. I would like Teachers 2.0 to be an educator network. And that means more than just one show. I don't need to run all the shows. I don't want to run all the shows. I would love to see other people step up to the plate and record something. Now, it doesn't have to be a regularly scheduled event. The main podcast we're doing right now is far from regularly scheduled. Our schedules for various members have limited us, and frankly, my get-to-itiveness, if that can be considered a word, has limited us from really doing it as a regular show, like every other week or every week or whatever. But it's there. And if you have an idea for a show that could be included on Teachers 2.0, well, join the link site and join that group. It's open to anyone who's interested in collaborating with something. You don't even have to do it on your own. You don't have to know how to record a podcast. If you post in there saying you'd like to do something but need some help with the technical aspects of it, I'm sure there are people out there who can help you. If no one else, well, I can help you. At least help you get started until you're familiar with the tech, and then you can be doing it on your own. It's really not that hard, believe it or not. Although I can understand how it's intimidating first time around. My first time with a soldering iron was intimidating. I was really afraid I was going to burn myself or something more important than myself. But it worked. And all I had to do was try it and have some people encourage me. But I'm digressing. Something else that they've included on Ying, which is kind of nice, is the ability to host MP3 files. Now, they call it a music session. And I understand that probably for most of their groups, that is exactly what it is. But it doesn't have to be music. As long as it's an MP3 file, it can work. So I'm pretty sure I've thrown all of the current podcasts, the audio podcasts anyway, that have been on Teachers 2.0 up on there. And I think there's a bit of a glitch with episode 3. Something with the encoding makes it sound like we're all chipmunks. I'll probably have to re-encode that one and re-upload it. Works fine on my computer, works fine on iTunes, it just sounds lousy in their flash-based player. Plus the others are up there, and I think that's kind of neat. The quick way to accept them. Now, you sort of already have this feature using Drupal, which is what Teachers 2.0 is running on. If you have an account on teachers2.0.com, which of course is free, you have the ability to upload files. If you're writing a blog post, down at the bottom, it has a section where you can upload a file. And I think there is some type of limit on it. Maybe 10 megabytes. I don't know what the limit is. I know that I've had to FTP the videos up onto there that I've done because they're quite large. But audio files, unless you're encoding them at super low compression. In any case, if it's a really, really big file, it doesn't work. If it's a smaller size file, you have the ability to upload it when you're writing a blog post and it just shows up there. It even shows up in the RSS. It works as a podcast, and anyone subscribed to teachers2.0.com in iTunes or their podcatcher of choice will see the audio file that you've uploaded. That's already built in. I think that's incredibly cool. That being said, I'm thinking of updating Drupal as well. Right now it's running Drupal 4.7, I think. I have to double check. Drupal 5.0 is out. It's been out for a while. And there's an education-themed version of Drupal that's out as well. I'm thinking of upgrading the Teachers 2.0 site to one or the other, possibly this weekend. If anyone has used either of those and is listening to this and has input on it, I would love to hear your input as to whether or not you think those are good services or which one you think is better. I really like the version of Drupal I have now, but I understand that there's bug fixes, there's security fixes, and, you know, it's just a lot of times nicer to run an updated version, especially when it's open source software, so it's not like I have to pay for an upgrade. Well, I'm going to keep my rambling short. Those are the things I've been thinking about lately. If you have any questions or comments or answers to my questions, I would love to hear back from you. There's a bunch of ways to do so. Of course, you can always go to Teachers 2.0. Well, you can go to teachers2.0.com and comment there. But my own website, where this podcast is hosted, is academicaesthetic.com. Go to the Contact Me section. And there's a bunch of instructions there, some of which are emailing me, which you can do so at theartguy@gmail.com. Of course, you can always comment directly on the blog entry that includes this audio file. And there's ways in the Contact Me page to add video comments, audio comments, you know, whatever you want to add. I said I was going to wrap this up, so I better do that now before this gets too long. Until next time, this is Ash with the Art Guy saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and I'm almost home already. See you next time.